survival of the fittest, son.
The law of the force, right?
Right. Of course, your new rifle gives you a little itch.
Dad, do you hear?
Be real quiet.
No way I'm eating a dead rabbit. I thought you said we were leaving. Will this never end?
Start the fire, Nan.
We are leaving before lunch. George, what happened to Home Before Dark grab a bite on the way?
Come on, Nan. We gotta cook it. It's Ern's first kill.
Yeah, it's my first blood.
Hope you're proud of yourself.
Look, we'll stop it, okay?
You're a butcher, Ernie.
Back off, Sarah. It was him or me.
Some good.
It's the fish. Ernie, close the cooler.
Ernie, what are you doing in the fish?
Looking for my baseball gloves. Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Do you think I can get a pair of real Major League Baseball cleats when we get back?
You bet.
Great. I'm gonna spike Frankie McDowell.
Oh, no, you're not.
Listen to your mom, Ernie.
But he spiked me twice.
Well, that's different. You go right ahead, then.
George.
Man, you don't understand these things. It's just smart baseball. Drawings back there. And don't step on the trout.
Or my flowers. They're still alive.
Or Mom's flowers. Oh, man. She'll love roughing it in the wild.
Roughing it, George. The only thing rough about it is when the generator went out in the middle of Masterpiece Theater. George, please slow down.
I know these roads like the back of my hand.
I know Seattle's not going anywhere. Want your sunglasses, George?
No, I'm fine, dear.
Mom, Ernie's playing with that gun again.
Ernie, don't even touch that gun.
It's a rifle, girls.
If you can shoot with it, it's a gun.
Hurry up, look at that deer! Oh. Did you see that, Sarah?
No, I missed it. I always miss everything.
Hey, Dad!
Yeah?
Maybe there's a chance you can blast something.
Ernie, don't give Daddy any ideas. I could not face two stuffed bunnies.
Did I bring my rifle this time? Did I? No.
You're right, George. We will always remember this as our first camping trip when Ernie killed something and you didn't.
got. I thought I hit a man. Is everybody all right, Nancy?
Okay, kids. Sarah, are you all right? George, what is it?
I don't know. I hardly saw it. But it's got to be a bear.
Could it be a gorilla?
I don't think they get that big around here.
I think we should just get out of here, Dad.
What if it's still alive? What if it's in pain?
Well, if it's still alive, it's probably not in a very good mood.
No way it's alive! You trashed him, Dad! There's probably guts and eyeballs hanging off the bumper.
Knock it off, Ernie.
We can't just leave it in the road, suffering.
Stay in the car.
Son of a bitch.
You drive a classic, you try to take good care of it, and some dumb animal.
George, shouldn't we call a ranger?
No, not yet.
You did bring it! Don't you need some backup?
No. I said stay in the car. Exactly why I brought it. For protection.
You didn't have to lie.
Come take a look at this.
Sorry, Dad.
That's okay. I was looking for the right words.
Smells gross. George, what is it?
I guess it must be it. A Bigfoot. I don't know what else it could be. Nancy, this is a big deal. It's a major discovery. I bet a museum would want it or something. We have to take it home. Ugh.
Ernie, you and your sister go take the stuff off the top of the car. Put it in the back.
Right, Dad.
And tell your sister she's going to have to help us lift this thing up.
Oh, Sarah!
Pull it forward. Don't worry.
Get
she? What if it's the only one?
It's not as if I tried to hit it, Nan. It's just luck.
Luck? What if we've just rendered an entire species extinct?
One of a kind. This thing could really be worth something.
I don't believe you just said that.
Oh, come on, Nan. It's all in how you look at it.
Get me my rifle.
George. What are you gonna do?
Be careful. It's still loaded.
George, you're not going out there.
Well, we can't just leave it in the road, can we? What if it's suffering? Sorry.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Are you really sure?
Really sure.
Remember, you were sure before.
Nancy, I'm not a doctor, but it has no pulse, it's not breathing, and it's cold as a popsicle. Believe me, honey, whatever it is, it's definitely dead.
Thank you.
quiet. Come on, everybody, let's get out of here. Come on, Sarah.
Oh, no. Sarah! Mom, my corsage.
Oh, no. My orchid. It's eating my 15th birthday corsage.
Sarah.
The one I saved for over 6 whole months. I was gonna keep that flower for the rest of my life, and you ate it! I don't care how big, ugly, and smelly you are. You just can't go around eating other people's corsages. That was a bad thing you did, a bad, bad thing. Do you hear me? Even if you are an animal, you just can't go around acting like one in this house.
Boy, Sarah, you like pissed him off.
Shut up.
Shh, both of you. God, it's going in the dining room.
Thank you.
I'm okay.
Everybody get up here.
Oh, everybody.
What's he doing?
It's Barry and Grandma's mink stole. Don't you look at me like that. Why are you all looking at me like that? I didn't kill the poor little things. Grandma didn't kill them. Some ranchers raised them and killed them. And they only did that because they knew somebody would buy them.
Come on, quick, everybody back into the house. All right, everybody out.
Downtown. Sergeant Mancini.
Sergeant, my name is George Henderson. I live at 437 Manning Drive. I want to report out. Something in my house.
What kind of something, Mr. Henderson?
A big something. My family's in terrible danger.
In danger? Mr. Henderson, do you have someone in your house? A burglar? A prowler?
No. Don't think I'm crazy, Sergeant, but... It's Bigfoot.
Of course, yes. They can be a nuisance.
I'll tell you what, Mr. Anderson, this kind of happens all the time around here. Now, we found these big feet are pretty reasonable fellas. Now, let's just put the
guy... Hey! Look, I hit a Bigfoot with my car. I thought it was dead, but I was going to call in the morning, but he must have been hungry because I found it in the kitchen.
Hit a Bigfoot with your car?
No! Yes.
I mean, in your kitchen.
Look, I'm under a lot of stress here. I mean, it wasn't anymore. I must have just walked into the kitchen. It was eating out of our refrigerator. I thought it was going to eat me, but it ate my daughter's corsage instead. And then I passed it for you, and then it ate our goldfish.
And where is it now, Mr. Henderson?
It's in the bathroom.
Oh, of course. How stupid of me. Hey, look.
I believe you have a Bigfoot in your house. First, we cordon off your neighborhood. Second, we evacuate your neighbors. And third, we send a whole team of cops to steal something. I mean, fully armed and ready, Mr. Henderson. So unless you want to be responsible for wrongfully turning your neighborhood into a war zone, I suggest you
drop this whole thing right now.
A war zone?
Very well, then.
No, Bigfoot here, Sergeant. I was just joking. Sorry, it's just a prank. I'm not even George Henderson. You must have reached the wrong number. We're on our own. No, Sergeant, no Bigfoot here. Irene. Oh, fine. Wonderful time. What? No, wait! It's Irene. She's bringing the dog back. I couldn't stop her.
I'll meet her halfway.
Nance? It's no use hiding. I know you're up.
Just take little Bob and get rid of her.
Easy for you to say.
Oh, my God.
We can't let her see this thing. No offense.
The basement. You'll love it. It's like a cave with a pool table. Come on!
Nancy!
Beat it!
Come on! Hurry! Nancy!
Go home!
Quick, quick!
Nancy!
This is it. The beginning of the end. Once Irene sees it, the whole world's gonna know.
Nancy!
I'm in a convent. Marry a zookeeper. I'll be a social outcast for the rest of my life. I'll go to my prom. The kids will probably throw pig blood on me. Thank you, Dad.
Sarah, don't let her in.
Come on, big guy!
Rise and go!
Don't worry!
It's the safest place in the whole house.
Every dog in the neighborhood is out here. Oh my God. What is that smell? What the hell happened?
We decided to defrost the fridge.
Kids?
Us?
Oh, hey, fine.
Oh, wonderful.
No, great. Really great.
I got your mail.
Just put it on the fridge.
Nan, you wouldn't happen to have any peanut butter and brewer's yeast? I found a new diet.
Sir, please take the dog out of the room. Peanut butter, I know we have. Is Chucky okay? Let me see if I can help you, Irene. Peanut butter's always on the second shelf.
Great. No brewer's yeast?
No, sir.
Well, never mind. I gotta go to the market to pick up some cut liver oil and Tabasco.
It's a new energy diet.
You might want to try it, George.
Exercise, Irene. That's the only diet. Plenty of energy right here.
Well, maybe it's just rotten meat or eggs.
Exactly. No sense standing around breathing it.
Thank you for taking care of little Bob. Ernie,
what was that?
Ernie's experiment for his science class. He's got one of those gerbils.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cute. Only it's more like
a hamster.
Yeah, only bigger. And it's always hungry.
Nothing more than rats getting a lucky shake from society, if you ask me. Well, I know where you are if I need you.
Ernie! Ernie, are you all right?
Boy, is this guy strong!
Ernie, give me your arms. I'll lift you up. Morning. What am I going to do about work?
You are going to call in sick. That's what you're going to do about work.
My dad's going to just love that.
Can I be sick too?
No, I think you and Sarah will be safer at school, Ernie.
Oh, well, at least I could tell the kids at school my dad creamed a Bigfoot.
You're sick too. We're all sick. No one's going anywhere until I figure out what to do.
Get out of the fridge, Ernie.
Well, it took some doing, but at least for now it seems to be trapped. It's okay. So, how are you doing?
Oh, my God.
our little pet.
Are we sure we don't have anything that doesn't sting?
Don't I wish.
Yeah, this is going to hurt a little, okay?
What I do is just close my eyes real tight, like this.
All right? Okay. Good.
Good. Does this mean we can keep him?
Oh, grow up.
Maybe we can. I don't know.
You don't know. The answer is no. Now you know.
It was just so different when it was dead.
George, you were different. And I'm convinced he wasn't dead.
Hey, hang on. I thought we were going to sell it and get rich.
Let's keep it and get rich.
Exactly.
I don't believe this family. Sorry. We are talking about a living, breathing being here. It might even be some kind of a person.
It's a Bigfoot person.
We don't even know what it is. We don't know if it's male or female.
Definitely male.
How can you tell? Oh, don't answer that, honey.
Nan, I don't know how, but we gotta figure a way to keep this thing. It's big box, don't you see? I mean, it's a ticket to a better life.
A better life for whom? What about his life?
I'm thinking about us. I just need time to figure a way to... Oh, well. At least he's safe here.
You should not have given up, my old friend.
The only difference between these and those is I get a buck a strand for mine.
No, these are real, Doc. I chased a set of tracks for 2 or 3 miles.
Okay, Jocko. If you've got castings, I'll buy them. But let's keep the price on the ground.
Listen, you don't understand. I almost had him. I was that close.
Got what? Gun jam? Or maybe a change of heart? Had him in your sights and couldn't do it? What's the story this time?
I don't know. I think he was hit by a car.
Well, that should have made it easy.
Yes, I know. There are no traces, no tracks, nothing. He just vanished.
Well, like I tell my customers, Bigfoot eat their dead.
I don't know why the hell I bother with you.
Because you figure I'm the only one who deep down wants to believe you, but I don't. Not anymore.
We both spent our whole lives chasing after that beast. And we both had to stare at ourselves in the mirror every morning and keep repeating, I'm not a fool. I'm not a fool. Only you finally blinked.
Or finally opened my eyes.
We'll find out soon enough.
Go for it, Jocko. Raise a ruckus. God knows I can use the business.
Put the stuff in the freezer, honey.
Where is he?
Living room.
Oh, everything is melted.
Have I got something to show you?
No, George, give me a second. Irene had us cornered out here for 15 minutes. She invited us to dinner and bowling.
Bowling?
Don't worry, George. I spared you. I told her you had something to drop off tonight, don't you?
Don't be so sure. You might just change your mind when you've seen what I'm seeing. Sarah, you too. Come on.
George, those are just empty calories.
Oh, never mind about that. No. Not yet. Just a minute. We have a little something to show you. But first, I want you to think about this just for a moment. Us.
life. Time. Magazines! Cover stories! I mean, you could be looking at old Dad on the Carson show, for heaven's sakes. No. Now, we started with something kind of simple, but I'm sure you'll see that as soon as he gets going, there is absolutely nothing to stop him. Sit. Sit. Sit!
Before the Carson show calls.
Nancy, it wasn't... Nancy, honey, you have to give him just one more
shot. George Nathan Henderson, what is the matter with you? This is our home, our stuff.
Look, he had it perfect just 5 minutes ago.
George, you are acting like a crazy person.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
None of this was supposed to happen, but it did, and now we have to do the right thing.
I know it seems bad, but just give me one more week.
We don't have enough house for 2 days, George. He doesn't fit here. He doesn't fit in our lives. Look, we have to do the right thing and think about him.
Mom, Dad, hurry and scream!
What's the matter with him?
Maybe he thinks you're getting...
Cake
too.
Now I know where Bonzo gets his bad habits.
That's outright
bribery. Okay, I'll take him back. But you know, it might not be so easy. I think he likes it here.
Wagon.
Right. What's left of it?
No, no, no. It's really much nicer on the inside. Come on.
Perfect. Hungry? We're gonna have a little party.
Yeah, a goodbye party.
Plan B. No problem.
See what we're gonna be missing?
Never mind. Let's eat. Nancy? Ern? Have you ever had a burger? Smells good, huh? Oh, look at this. Have a bite. Oh, right. Yours was the fish. Here. This is for him. The burgers are for you. Do you want another? I ordered wrong. Double fish on a sesame bun. Catch of the day. Covered with tartar sauce. Is that good? How about some fries, huh? Extra large is 2 orders. You can wash it down with a chocolate shake. Look at all this stuff. All you can eat. Attaboy.
comfortable. Stay. Stay right there.
You're not changing your mind, are you?
Your mom's right, Ern. I know it's hard. It's hard for me, too. But it's the right thing to do. It was wrong of me to think that we could just claim him like a stray dog.
He's more of a man than an animal. You were the first one to see that. He deserves to be free. Mom's right, Ern. He's got to go back where he belongs.
So why don't you and me go on down there like a couple of real men and say goodbye, Harry.
Harry? Since when does he have a name?
Since right now. Until the coffee kicks in.
But I sure am glad it's Tuesday. Isn't Monday the dullest day of the week, huh?
Up yours, Jerry.
Whoa! Seems old Jer was wrong. All right. This morning's paper. By no means front page news. Are you sitting down? Listen. Late last night, a Hawthorne Hills man discovered his wife lying unconscious on top of their car. After the paramedics had revived the woman, she said she must have been put there by a huge, hairy, man-like creature resembling the legendary Bigfoot.
Harry.
Who she had earlier mistaken for a mouse.
Hawthorne Hills?
A mouse?
A mouse!
I gotta find him. I can't go to work.
When do we ever listen to silly old Jerry Seville?
Listen, if there was really a Bigfoot, don't you think I'd have had him as a guest on my show?
I gotta check it out anyway.
No, the very best thing that you can do is go to work.
What if somebody finds him before I
can... See you tonight. Bye-bye. Bye.
Joel Morrow, who will talk to us all about his new squid and prune juice diet. Bigfoot.
It's amazing, you know. I see an old army buddy from 40 years driving along the freeway, and of course I cannot remember his name, so I take his license number plate, and I come here, and because of that, I'm going to find out where he lives. It's fantastic.
$10.
So how about you, George? You see any Bigfoot?
What?
You know, on your vacation, Bigfoot.
Oh, no.
I read the things weigh over 400 pounds. Smell real bad, too.
Well, hell, looks like we got one of those right here. What's your shoe size, Billers?
Very funny.
I'm working with assholes.
Can I help you?
Probably, yes. I hope we can help each other. I believe this is yours.
Okay, what are you selling, Buster, huh?
Ah, Mrs. Henderson.
Yes? Irene, would you go see if the tea kettles is just about to boil, honey? Thank you.
Good morning.
Hi.
I am called Richard Smith. And I'm from the U.S. Forestry Service, and I'm investigating a possible roadkill with an animal, either killed or maimed in a car accident. Now, I know that you did hit something on Route A4, which was a little fire road off the I-90.
Yes, we did run into something.
What was it that you hit, Mrs. Anderson?
I don't know. We couldn't see it. You know, it happened so fast.
Where is it now?
Now? I don't know. It ran away.
Mrs. Henderson, obviously our main concern are for your family. To be sure, no one was injured.
No one was injured?
I'm so pleased. And obviously our other concern is for the safety of that poor little animal. Could be out there suffering. And I know you would want to help me find it so I could care for it.
No. I mean, yes. But I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It walked into the woods. It didn't even live.
Walked?
It crawled, it scurried, you know, it scampered, it kind of waddled, creeped, like an animal does. Anyway, he's fine, and we are fine, and, you know, I forgot, I have a sink backed up, and a potty. I've got to go take care of it. Thank you. Thanks very much for thinking of us and bringing this to us, and thanks for your consideration.
License plates, huh? That guy's probably a convict, you know.
Thank you.
Well, you don't need now somebody bothering you. Just sit back and relax. I can remember Herb's in my first fight. This is nothing.
Can I help you?
Probably not. This is the fourth place I've been. I want some 4.58 Magnum.
I think we got those in here somewhere. So, yeah, here we are. You don't get much call for these monsters. $28.50 for the box.
Do you have any more?
There's 20 of them in there, you know.
Do you have any more?
No, I'm
I'm sorry. That's the last we got. What, are you going on safari or something?
No, just into my own backyard.
There he goes, just like clockwork.
Geez, Dad, who the hell is that guy?
Jacques Lafleur. He's always the first to show in these crazy sighting startups.
He brought some pretty serious ammo. 458s.
Before his Sasquatch got under his skin, he was a Class A hunter. Well, where do you think Claus came from?
That guy shot Claus?
Yeah.
Why would he part with a trophy like that?
Probably because it was the smallest one.
May I help you?
Yes, I'm on my lunch break and I'm kind of in a hurry. Could you point me to some books on the, Bigfoot?
Sasquatch?
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
That's the one.
Fantasy, folklore, myths, and legends. Basement stacks, take the stairs.
Thank you.
Could also try children's books.
Oh, right.
This book sucks.
Ernie!
These pictures don't look anything like Harry.
He's right, Nan. It's no wonder people want to kill them. These books make them out to be monsters. All except this journal from the North American Anthropological Institute. Some guy named Wallace Wrightwood.
That's him.
No, that's Jacques Lafleur. He's a hunter who came into the store today.
No, honey, this is Richard Smith, the forestry guy I told you about who came to our house today. That lying bastard!
Mom!
Sir, get off that
phone.
Both
of you to bed right now.
Come on, that's it.
Mom, it's only 8:30.
You mind your mother!
Hard to believe, huh?
Oh, by the look in your mug, you think it's a load, don't you?
Well,
everybody asks, has anybody ever seen one? Well, let me ask you. You being a Flatlander, a city fella, you've seen hundreds, thousands of pigeons, right?
Of course.
Have you ever seen a baby pigeon? Well, neither have I. But I got a hunch they exist.
Are you Dr. Wrightwood? I'm George Henderson.
Wrightwood ain't here.
Well, is he coming back?
He might.
Could I leave a message for...
How do you know Wrightwood?
His books and his research. He seems to be the only person who really believes in all this. I just need a few answers.
Doctor's old, tired.
I'm going to put my phone number down here. Could you see that the doctor gets this?
Vital facts that could prevent an unnecessary and tragic end for the big fellow.
I have a friend, a man named Jack. And say there was this giant...
Is there a beanstalk involved in this, Mr. Henderson?
A beanstalk? Oh, no. I mean, with all these Bigfoot sightings, what if Jack and his family opened up their home and their lives to this thing, and what if they found out that he was more human than animal, and they just said, we'll take him in. We'll accept responsibility for him until a safe place can be found for him to be. I mean, not some zoo or lab.
So what you're saying is you would be willing... excuse me, Jack would be willing to take this creature and care for it and love it like a pet?
No. Like a member of the family.
That's a noble gesture, but impossible. Well, Sasquatch is a primitive ancestor of modern man. But if you ever came face to face with one, you'd see that they're still very much animals.
Only on the outside. Look, I know what I'm talking about.
And I know it's closing time, so if you want to talk shop, then shop.
Jack and the Beanstalk, George?
Oh, it just came out like that. I didn't know what I was saying.
I think you knew exactly what you were saying. Face it, Dad. You want him back.
Sarah, I want to take him back where he belongs, but that means I've got to find him first. By bringing Harry here, we put his life in danger. Now, we've got to try to set things right.
George? This is really Harry. Did you draw that?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Have been the large hairy giant he saw running from the scene. Did you get that, George?
George, do you still fool with that painting stuff?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I...
Good. You can save your old man a few bucks. How about you draw a big, full-size Bigfoot? We'll put it in the window right next to the gun section. You make them real big, you know, real scary. You know, like they're supposed to be, George. You know, hands out, you know, big claws, big fangs, a lot of drool. And let's put up a map of the area, and we'll mark on it all the spots where people say they've seen the thing. See, we'll become kind of like a Bigfoot Central, a BHQ.
Dad, don't you think we might be encouraging a lot of unqualified people to go running around with loaded weapons?
Come on, you know as well as I do there's nothing out there to shoot at.
First time my dad ever wanted me to draw anything, and what is it? A target for a bunch of bloodthirsty crackpots.
Come to bed.
No, really, it's the same old story. One Christmas, when I was a kid, I begged him all fall for a set of paints, and he ends up giving me a BB gun.
Like you got Ernie.
Yeah.
Come to bed.
No, honey, I can't. I gotta finish this.
What's the problem?
Well, if I make him look mean and vicious, people are going to shoot first and then worry about the consequences. It's like drawing a wanted poster of your best friend. But if I make him look peaceful, the way Harry really is, well, that's just not what my father wants.
George, I'm so proud of you. You don't know what to do. If your father wants a Bigfoot, give him a Bigfoot.
I wanted King Kong, and you brought me a goddamn giant gerbil. I told you exactly what to do. He didn't even come close.
Well, maybe it's right on the nose. I mean, how do we know? Maybe it's not vicious at all. Maybe it's gentle, even has feelings.
Where'd you dream up that shit? Go stick a pin in Queen Anne's Hill. We just got another sighting. Should have got a real artist.
Maybe one of those Clint Eastwood Magnums. Got an M16. Anything that goes fully automatic.
Fully automatic is illegal, and it takes 7 days to clear a handgun. I'm afraid if you want a gun right now, it'll have to be a rifle or a shotgun.
Anything with a night scope. Give me the biggest one you got.
Well, we've got some big guns and some big, big guns, but I'm afraid we're all out of big, big ammo. Who's next?
Hey, look, pal. You just spotted that thing not 3 blocks from my house.
Where do you live?
What for?
It's for the gun. Where do you live?
11484 Devon Drive.
Where was the sighting?
The corner of Maple and Overview. What the hell's that got to do with it?
Where are you going?
See, you're not the only artist in the family. How's that for an arthritic old shooter, huh?
What the hell did you do that for? It was my drawing. Why'd you change it?
Hey, George, cool down. It's just a piece of cardboard.
Not to me. It means something to me. Did you see that? He means something to me.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, the hell with it. I quit.
Over this? You can't quit. We've never been so busy. What the hell's the matter with you?
Harry.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were someone else.
Sir, it was huge. It was bigger than you are. Twice as big as you. A gigantic. Biggest thing I ever saw.
Excuse me, when did all this happen?
Do you mind? I'm trying to take a statement.
Huge. Gigantic. A monster. Like an ape with rabies. Only bigger than a regular ape with rabies.
Now just calm down and tell me what happened.
Okay. I'm okay. I brought my poor 10-speed to a complete stop, like I always do at stop signs. When out of nowhere, this humongous hairy thing is standing right in front of me, growling, with these enormous fangs and these giant hands. And he grabs me, and he picks me up, bike and all, over his head, then he smashes me down on the cement. And now, he's all over me, and he's snarling with saliva dripping off his pointed teeth. So I grab my mace.
What?
Mace, you idiot!
Stand back.
I didn't really mace him. I was about to be eaten.
Eaten by a vegetarian?
Right, that's it, officers.
No, look, I have no doubt that you saw him. But what really happened is when you saw him, you were so scared shitless that you crashed your precious 10 feet into the stop sign and bumped your head on the curb and probably scared him half to death in the process. I'm right, aren't I? That's what really happened, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yes!
How did you know this?
Did you witness it happen?
Oh, what's your name, sir?
My name is George Hent.
George what?
George Hent.
George what?
I'm sorry, I really have to go.
But Mr. Hent!
Mr. Hent! Please, we need to start.
Other news, there has been yet another sighting of the creature that some people are now calling.
I am indeed. As a matter of fact, an eyewitness is now claiming to have been attacked by the legendary beast known as Bigfoot. He quickly changed his story, however.
Update, Bigfoot, right here in the city.
When this mystery man, known to us as George Hent, appeared on the scene.
Who is this man? Look, I have no doubt that you saw him.
Appearing.
So when you saw him, you were so scared.
The knowledge of a Bigfoot's habits vanished before he could explain.
Bash your head on the curb! Bump your head on the curb and probably scared him half to death in the process.
What's your name, sir?
My name is George Hent.
George
Hent. I'm sorry. My name is George Hent.
George
Hent.
And as usual, of course, the report.
How do you know this?
Did you witness it happen?
What's your name, sir?
My name is George Hent.
And to listening to our
George
reporter
Hent.
Talk about it, you would think
I'm
Mr. Hent
sorry,
had a personal...
One more question!
Did I catch the fact that he actually...
Quite possible.
Authorities are interested. Oh. Anybody doing the whereabouts of the elusive Mr. Hent or the Harry visitor should call the state. Bigfoot.
What the hell is that?
Click this. No crash dummy takes out a utility pole like you do.
Crazy? You know how much I paid for this gun? Get this guy. Come on, move it! Move it!
Oh!
Hang on, Harry.
Look who's here.
Harry? Harry!
Oh, Harry!
I knew it was you. I could smell you all the way upstairs.
Well, let's celebrate!
Let's take a picture. I'll get the camera.
Ernie, no, no!
I'm human. I made a mistake. And I'm sorry.
Dad, he doesn't understand.
I know something he'll understand. Ernie, give me a hand.
George, what are we gonna do about Harry?
First things first.
Do you have a cat?
No.
Good. Then it's just a hairball.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family.
Are you completely deaf? I said, get me out of here now. Tomorrow is too late.
Jerome, I know where he is.
What the hell do you think I have been doing for the last 25 years? Him! Sasquatch!
Jerome, this time it is different. I've got his address. Crazy? You let me stay here for one more hour and I'll show you me crazy!
Time's running out.
Jerome, you make something happen. Now.
Irene, the phone. I gotta get the phone, okay?
I just need someone to talk to.
You know, it hasn't been easy with this pool and everything. And Herb, he's no help. His latest theory is that a condor flew over and took a shit in it.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I saw you on the television last night, Mr. Hen, and I think we should talk.
Who is this?
To the words, vital facts that could prevent a tragic and unnecessary end for the big fellow, ring a bell?
Nancy, it's Wrightwood. Dr. Wrightwood?
Yes, how are you?
Fine.
Could we get together?
Sure, anytime now, this afternoon. Well, come to the house. How about dinner?
Hello? Are you still there?
Sorry, bad connection. You're up near Index, right? Just take the I-5 right into town. We're in the Wallingford section.
George, what are you doing?
You?
I'm Wallace Wrightwood.
Dr. Wrightwood.
May I come in?
Yes, of course you can. Nancy, this is Dr. Wrightwood. He's the curator of the Bigfoot Museum I told you about.
I'm pleased to meet you.
Likewise, thank you. These are beautiful. Oh, this is our daughter, Sarah.
Hello.
Oh, and this is our son, Ernest. Ernie?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Dr. Wrightwood.
Something sure smells good.
Oh, that's dinner.
Roast beef.
Mom, where's the roast?
Ah, the roast. I'll get it, honey. Oh,
the roast is resting in a shallow, unmarked grave in the backyard.
Oh, right. Well, there's plenty of other stuff.
Are you vegetarians?
Sometimes. It depends on the guest.
Don't linger.
You probably know your dad paid me a visit the other day at my museum. I liked him. And what I'm going to say now just might save his life.
I don't understand.
When I was younger, I used to have a good job working as a lab scientist. Life was great. And then something happened on a hunting trip down there 50 years ago that let the air out of everything. I went out for a walk one day in the woods. I heard a rustle behind me. Then I smelled something that made my eyes water and my lungs smoke. By the time I turned around, all I saw was a streak of fur. On the ground, there was a footprint. A big footprint. So I was hooked from that moment on. I started spending all the time I could spare searching for the beast. Then I spent time I couldn't spare. That's how I lost my job and my friends.
So sad.
Well, I didn't tell it so you could cry in your sprouts or whatever that is, darling. I'm telling it so that your father won't make the same mistake.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying, Dr. Wrightwood, but there's a big difference between your story and mine.
Not as big as you think.
Maybe even bigger.
No, you're kidding yourself. I remember what you told me when you came into my shop. Bigfoot can come live with us. We'll accept the responsibility. Can't you imagine what a Bigfoot would do to your home? Well, I can. You're good people. I'm going to say this once. I'm going to say it simple. And I hope to God, for your sakes, you all listen. There are no abominable snowmen. There are no Sasquatches. There are no Bigfeet. Am I missing something? Oh, Lord. Lord God.
Dr. Wrightwood, say hello to Harry.
Hello.
Isn't he something?
Oh, yes, he's so smart. I mean, George has taught him how to sit.
To sit?
We haven't quite perfected it yet.
Hungry?
He lives here with you?
Temporarily.
Sometime tonight.
Sometime tonight?
I need a damn good reason.
For Christ's sake, I'm talking about backing a Sasquatch.
That'll cut a lot of ice for the judge.
It's just not Harry's world out there. It's like we've become an enemy to anything wondrous. Even the scientific community is going to poke and prod at him until he hates every man that he sees, including you and me. The only answer is a safe place where even LaFleur can't find him.
I might know a place, but we'd never be able to find it in the dark.
And you will help us?
In every way I possibly can.
That's wonderful. We'll leave first thing in the morning. I'll wake the kids real early. They'll want to come. We'll make a whole day of it. Mm-hmm. Our last day with Harry.
Say good night.
I don't even know when he's coming back.
Hey,
sleep.
Letting anybody out until they processed those guns, and there were a lot of guns. You need a bath.
And what? Blow my cover? Hey, come on, give me my things.
Hey, when I'm ready, pal.
When he's ready, pal. Jerome, do something, eh?
So what's your sign?
Kimchi! Kimchi! Kimchi!
My name is Kim Lee, not Kim Chi.
You killed them.
Oh, no!
Where are my precious little babies?
Thank you. You forgive me?
Be a dream come true if we could keep him.
Well, you know what they say. The best things in life are supposed to be free.
Hold it right there, mister! What did you do to my roses? No, don't even think about it. One false move out of you, and I'm gonna prune your plant, and I'm talking nip it in the bud.
My car! Oh my God, will you look at this traffic?
kid yourself. This is a part he's good at. Make this a short goodbye, George.
You've got to go back where you belong now.
It's a four!
You've got to go. Look, Laura. Harry, please. Please, there's no time.
Don't worry about us.
We'll be all right.
See, we don't want you anymore. Why can't you go back where you came from? Leave us alone.
Go.
Go.
Anything to throw him off.
Goddamn her!
You're wrong. I was like you. I almost killed him myself. But it would have been murder. He's not an animal.
He's our friend.
For God's sake, Jacques, open your eyes.
You people out of your minds. Do you think I'm going to stop now? No. I'm going to kill him.
You're not
going
to kill him.
No.
You're not going to hurt
George.
Him. I won't let
George.
You.
George.
I'll kill you.
Don't let him kill me. Don't let him kill me. Please don't let him kill me. Don't let him kill me. Please don't. Don't. Please don't let him kill
Harry Henderson. Strange feeling, eh, Doc?
What are you talking about?
It's over.
Over? Why, it's just the beginning. Jocko, this old ticker hasn't thumped like this for years. It's like going to heaven with your feet still on the ground. And we get to share it with one of our oldest friends.
Got a chance to thank you. I don't think you'll ever know how much you've meant to us. You take care of yourself now, okay?
Okay.
Mon Dieu! They have a language?
What for you?
I don't know. There's always Loch Ness.
You touched my life and turned my heart around. It seems when I found you, it was me I really found. You opened my eyes and now that's all I can see. A moment may be over, but you're still here with me. This love had a song beyond goodbye. The truth of us will never die. Our spirit will shine long after we're gone. And so our love lives on. There was so much I didn't understand. Then you brought me here, far from where we all began. The change you made in my life will never end. I look across the distance and know I have a friend. 'Cause love lives on. Traveling in the dark, never sure what to do. I didn't know that I was lost. I found myself in you. So I love.